it simple, keep it small, and there will be enough for all. Take a little, give a lot. Thank Mother Earth and Father Sky for what you've got.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Green Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Reggie, and a member of the Green Woman Tribe, which was created from the Healthy Women, Healthy Earth organization. Today, I want to talk about being thankful. It's Thanksgiving on Thursday. So I just think this whole giving thanks, being thankful is so needed at this time in our lives. I did some researching, and in positive psychology research, gratitude is strongly and consistently associated with greater happiness. And boy, we need happiness in the world today, don't we? Gratitude helps people feel more positive emotions, relish good experiences, and improves their health, deal with adversity, and build strong relationships. You know, people feel and express gratitude in multiple ways. But for me, I have found having some sort of connection with nature makes it easier to be more grateful, kinder, and happier. So how can nature make us kinder, happier, and more creative? Well, there is a lot of research that I kind of extrapolated from many, many places on this. So, you know, we are spending more and more time indoors and online, and especially our children too. But recent studies suggest that nature can help our brains and bodies to stay healthy. You know, as a child, I was outside most of the day, whether it was just playing, biking, swimming, playing ball, just even lying underneath the sky, looking at the cloud formations. It all made me feel so good. As I got older, going for walks and hikes and still riding my bike, I was so in awe of my all surroundings, the lakes, the trees, whatever it was. But I never thought of nature having many psychological benefits because for me, it just felt good. But now, scientists are beginning to find evidence that being in nature has such a profound impact on our brains, our behavior. It helps us to reduce anxiety, improving our moods and decreasing stress, which we all need, and increase our attention capacity, creativity, and our ability to connect with each other. You know, writers like Thoreau, John Muir, Terry Tempest Williams, and many others have been discussing and writing about their profound experiences in nature for the last several hundred years. Now, we are seeing changes in the brain and changes in the body that suggest we are physically and mentally more healthy when we are interacting with nature. We live in a society where people spend more and more time indoors and online. Like I said before, especially our children, and it's not good. However, there are many scientists that also believe that nature benefits our well-being. Findings on how nature improves our brains brings added legitimacy to the call preserving our natural spaces, both urban and wild, and for spending more time in nature in order to live healthier, happier, and more creative lives. There are also some other ways that science is now showing how being in nature affects our brains and our bodies. So I'm going to go through some of those. So one of them is being in nature decreases stress. We all are living in a stressful world. And the research is clear that such things as hiking and really any physical activity can reduce stress and anxiety. But there's something about being in nature that may augment those impacts. I found some research and study that shows some specific results. In one experiment that was conducted in Japan, participants were assigned to walk either in a forest, which in Japan, there's also a thing called forest bathing. So if you ever get a chance, look it up. But they were either in a forest or in an urban center, taking walks of equal length and difficulty while having their heart rate variability, their heart rate and their blood pressures measured. The participants also filled out a questionnaire about their moods, their stress levels, and other psychological measures. The results showed that those who walked in forest had significantly lower heart rates and higher heart rate variability, which indicates more relaxation and less stress, and reported better moods and less anxiety than those who walked in urban settings. The researchers concluded that there's something about being in nature that had a beneficial effect on stress reduction above and beyond what exercise alone might have produced. Then, in another study, researchers in Finland found that urban dwellers who strolled for as just little as 20 minutes through an urban park or a woodland reported significantly more stress relief than those who strolled in a city center. They found the reasons for this effect are a bit unclear, but scientists believe that humans evolved to be more relaxed in natural spaces. These studies and others provide evidence that being in natural spaces, or even just looking out a window into natural scenes, somehow soothes us and releases stress. You know, I know this to be true because when I was nursing on an orthopedic floor at a hospital where I worked, all the rooms had TVs with a nature channel on it so that when the patients came up, they were viewing this nature channel, and it proved to be so much more soothing for the patients, and it actually shortened their recovery time and they experienced less pain. Way to go, nature. Number two, nature makes us happier and less moody. You know, I always found that hiking in nature does really make me feel happier. And of course, decreased stress may be a big part of the reason why. But Gregory Bratman of Stanford University has found evidence that nature may impact our mood in other ways too. Number three, nature relieves attention fatigue and increases creativity. Today, we live with so much technology designated to constantly pull for our attention. But many scientists believe our brains were not made for this kind of information bombardment and that it can lead to mental fatigue, overwhelm, and burnout, requiring attention restoration to get back to a normal, healthy state. How many of you can relate to this? In this research study I read, it is the belief that being in nature restores depleted attention circuits, which can then help us be more open to creativity and problem solving. The research goes on to state that when we use our cell phone to talk, text, shoot photos, or whatever else you can do with your cell phone, you are tapping the prefrontal cortex of our brains and causing reductions in cognitive resources. So if you've been using your brain to multitask, as most of us do most of the day, and then you set that aside and go for a walk without all the gadgets, you have let the prefrontal cortex recover. I thought that was amazing. And yes, it does work. And that's when we see the burst in our creativity, problem solving, and feelings of well-being. The fourth one is nature may help you to be kind and generous. The researchers concluded that experiencing the beauty of nature increases positive emotions, perhaps by inspiring awe. You know, when I walk outside in nature, I'm in awe of everything I see. A feeling akin to wonder, with the sense of being part of something bigger than me, bigger than oneself, which then leads to pro-social behaviors. So some questions arose about increasing in those positive emotions by inspiring awe. Do we need God to feel awe? I don't think so. How awe can make kids less self-absorbed? How awe creates a greater sense of time and happiness? How awe makes us more generous? And how awe, feeling awe, can make you healthier? Which leads me to the fifth one. Nature makes you feel more alive. With all of the benefits to being out in nature, it's probably no surprise that something about nature makes us feel more alive and vital. Being outdoors does give us energy, makes us happier, helps us to relieve that everyday stressors of our over-scheduled lives. It opens the doors to creativity and helps us to be kind to others. Still, the research does suggest there's something about nature that keeps us psychologically healthy, and that's good to know, especially since nature is a resource that's free and that many of us can access by just walking outside our door. Results like these should encourage us as a society to consider more carefully how we preserve our wilderness spaces and our urban parks. And while the research may not be conclusive, researcher Strayers is still optimistic that science will eventually catch up to what people like me have been thinking all along, that there's something about nature that renews us, allowing us to feel better, to think better, and to deepen our understanding of ourselves and others. You can't have centuries of people writing about this and not have something going on, says Strayer. If you are constantly on a device or in front of a screen, you're missing out on something that's pretty spectacular. You know, I don't know what that is. It's the real world. Being thankful shouldn't just be reserved for Thanksgiving. It should extend way beyond the holiday and be part of our everyday life, because expressing gratitude is extremely satisfying and leads to kindness, love, and forgiveness. There are a million and one things to be grateful for every single day, but we never acknowledge most of them. However, it's very important for ourselves and our lives to learn ways to be thankful every day, because it means that we are focusing on the positive rather than dwelling on the negative. Keep in mind, that doesn't mean that we shove the bad stuff aside like it never existed, but we choose to make peace with the negative, learn from it, and not let it negatively influence the present. Fact is that people who are thankful every day are simply happier, healthier, and more fulfilled. The research shows that being emotionally content has huge physical benefits, and if we cultivate gratitude and positive thinking, we can positively impact our heart function, because the heart is a sensory organ and it is our processing center, as well as our brain. Here are some ways the research states that we can be thankful every day. First, appreciate everything. There is something to be appreciated about. The habit of being thankful starts with appreciating every good thing in your life and recognizing that nothing is too small for you to show gratitude. For me, it can be as simple as when I awake and pull the blinds, I say thank you to the sun for shining, and I say Good morning, nature. Appreciate everything and don't leave anything off your gratitude list. Number two, find gratitude in challenges. It is fairly simple to be grateful for all the positive experiences, but sometimes thinking about difficult or negative situations can make it easier to nail down on what we are really actually grateful for. So I want to share with you my biggest challenge was when my 20-year-old daughter, which was 23 years ago, was killed in a car accident when lumber came off a pickup truck and went through the windshield. However, I was in Ireland when this happened, and it was an awful plane ride home. For me to get through the loss of my daughter, I truly did find gratitude. I was grateful that I had a daughter. Many people don't have daughters. They just have sons. My daughter was healthy and very active in sports and made many accomplishments in her life. I was grateful that I had a son, another child. She was healthy, and some parents have challenges with sick children. I had her for 20 years, and yet other parents lose their children at younger ages. Dig a little deeper and find some past experiences that were challenging, but you could still find something to be grateful for because these challenges have helped you to shape you into the person you are today. No matter how difficult a situation may seem in the moment, find something to be grateful for. In this challenge, you will better your life immediately. Number three, show you care. Saying thank you is such a simple phrase, but how often do you actually use it? It's actually surprising how hard it is for a lot of people to make saying thanks a positive habit that comes naturally without having to consciously think about it. Of course, we all know that it can slip your mind and may not be sure how to show or say it, and sometimes it can even feel awkward. Giving as well as receiving it. But people want to be appreciated and valued or recognized and praised. So teach yourself to say thank you more often and make it a part of your daily life. You can keep a gratitude journal. Science has shown over and over again that gratitude doesn't just make you a happier and warmer person, but also a healthier one. Previous research focused on improved levels of mental health and sleep, as well as lower levels of anxiety due to being thankful. But research shows additionally that gratitude has a strong link to life satisfaction, happiness, and overall health. Writing down the things you are grateful for helps you keep track, and you can refer back to the positive experiences in your life that can lift you up when you need it. The science says more gratitude equals a better life. And you know, I do believe that because I've lived it. Number five, commit to positive language. Most of the time, we don't even realize that we are saying negative or unpleasant things. And when we're not just talking about gossiping, but criticizing ourselves as well as complaining about the world, all this negativity is simply a waste of our time and energy because it makes us blind to the incredible things that are happening right in front of us. Let's train our brains to focus on positive and happiness. Commit to using only positive language and let go of judgment and criticism. You'll be amazed how much your life will improve and how much more you will have to be thankful for every single day. And as I have said before, spend time in nature. Nature has incredible powers and will help us to feel better in an instant. Make it a point to be in nature more often and truly see the wonders that surround you because there is magic all around you. Find a park, a river, a lake, a mountain, a forest, a beach where you can immerse yourself in nature and appreciate the beauty that you can find there. Plus, You give your mind a well-deserved break to be able to function at its best again. And seven, prioritize alone time. Alone time is highly important if you want to develop a more thankful mindset. Go for a long walk. Take yourself out to dinner or cook yourself a gourmet meal when nobody else is around. Maybe you have a daily meditation practice to clear your head in the morning or after work. Whatever it is, prioritize alone time because these practices have a huge and lasting effect on our self-esteem, which in turn makes you feel more grateful. And remember, solitude is very different from loneliness. Spending alone time is intentionally is something that you can truly recharge you and helps you to better solve later. And I have to tell you, I love my alone time, for it really does rejuvenate me. And then pay it forward. Did someone contribute to your day in a positive way today? Did someone else make you feel better about yourself? Did someone notice and appreciate something about you? Remember those moments and ask yourself how it made you feel. This one's interesting because just yesterday, we were at Panera restaurant to just order a small breakfast sandwich and get some coffee, and a lady came up to us and said, I have a little bit left on this gift card with only a couple bucks left, and I was wondering if you guys would like it. Well, we said, thank you. And I immediately turned around and told Rich, we must make a point of paying this forward. This is positive reinforcement you received, and pay it forward to somebody else in your life. Give someone else a boost of gratitude, courtesy of you. Let another person know that they matter, that they are appreciated, and that they make a difference. We all can use a little bit of encouragement in our lives. So start the movement today. The next one is spend time with loved ones. If you are struggling with feeling thankful right now, spend some quality time with the people you love the most. Of course, this has the added bonus of growing closer and strengthening your relationship, but it also gives you a great chance to practice acts of gratitude on people who care about you. Start small and make it a point to support your family and friends by complimenting them on something or intently listening to their story instead of waiting for your chance to speak. Gratitude is a way for people to appreciate what they have instead of always reaching for something new in hope it will make them happier, or thinking they can't feel satisfied until every physical and material need is met. Gratitude helps people refocus on what they have instead of what they lack. Here are some ways to cultivate gratitude on a regular basis. You could write a thank you note. You can make yourself happier and nurture your relationship with another person by writing a thank you note or sending an email or sending them a text, expressing your enjoyment and appreciation of that person's impact on your life. Send it, or better yet, deliver and read it in person if possible. Make it a habit of sending at least one gratitude note once a month. Once in a while, write one to yourself, though. Thank someone mentally. You know, energy can travel through time and space. No time to write. It may help just to think about someone who has done something nice for you and mentally thank that individual. And also count your blessings. Pick up a time every week to sit down and write about your blessings, reflecting on what went right or what you are grateful for. Sometimes it helps to pick a number, such as 3 to 5 things, that you will identify each week. As you write, be specific and think about the sensations you felt when something good happened to you. And then we can pray. I know not all people are religious, but we can use prayer to cultivate gratitude also. And then meditate. There's so much information about how meditation helps us. Mindfulness meditation involves focusing on the present moment without judgment. Although people often focus on a word or a phrase such as peace, it is also possible to focus on what you're grateful for, the warmth of the sun, a pleasant sound. If you have difficulty meditating, there are many meditation platforms like Insight Timer, or one of my favorites is called the Mindful Movement. So, in closing, science agrees that being thankful every day produces positive outcomes in almost every area of our lives. It improves our love life, decreases depression, it boosts our immune system, lowers our blood pressure, makes us feel more optimistic in life, and helps us to cope with even the most challenging crisis. And keep in mind, gratitude is available to everyone. It's totally free and it doesn't require any physical effort. Remember, more gratitude equals a better life. Until next time, stay informed, be healthy, live green, and become an activist for your own health. The health of your family and the health of our Mother Earth are true home.
Keep it simple. Keep it small, and there will be enough for all. Take a little, give a lot. Thank Mother Earth and Father Sky for what you've got.